Hey, welcome. It's Sunday. It's June 5th, and this is another Sunday night podcast brought to you by JohnTWerzer.com, where all your music is Help Yourself. Spent most of the day in the state park today. I went for a hike this morning, and it started to rain on me around the last mile, so I, in a silly manner, decided I would run the rest of the way back to the car. Being very careful not to trip over any rocks, but then I got about 200 feet from the end of the trail, about 200 feet from the car, where the path is very, very smooth, and I wasn't thinking about not falling down, and I fell down. And wow, I look like I fell off a bicycle going about 30 miles an hour. Anyway, I have some scrapes on my arms and my both knees and my shoulder. So, I've been thinking of getting into trail running, but that was definitely a deterrent. It's just too much stuff on the ground to bump into. And then I spent the rest of the day at the visitor center doing my monthly volunteer work. Met all kinds of people, and I didn't take pictures, but I should. The Visitor Center is kind of like a TGI Fridays that hasn't served food for about 35 years. I mean, there's dust and there's all kinds of stuff in there. Old cameras, saddles, an old park ranger's hat. All very well-intentioned, but there's just all kinds of things all over the place and all kinds of interesting people that come in. Had a retired couple today that was looking to do some volunteer work because they're going stir crazy because they don't have jobs anymore. Had a very, very old couple come in, and the lady told me, "I used to live in this building." Apparently her father used to live in that building before it was a visitor center and rented it as a rental house for $6 a month. So, all kinds of people. Anyway, that leads to this podcast. Because I was trying to think of something to describe my day. And maybe later I'll record this song or use Bob Dylan's original version and take some pictures of the visitor center, and you'll know why. Because it's just a hodgepodge of characters and relics and things of that nature. Anyway, I never wish Bob Dylan a happy birthday because I know Bob tunes in for these podcasts every Sunday. He must, because, you know, I'm sure he wants to know what's going on with Help Yourself music. So, Bob, this one's for you. This is off the Blonde on Blonde album. It's called Visions of Johanna, and it's one of those songs I never learned over the years, and we'll find out if I've learned it now. Ain't it just like the night to play tricks when you're trying to be so quiet? We sit here stranded, though we're all doing our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite loft. In this room the heat pipes just cough. And the country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover, so entwined. And these visions of Johanna that have conquered my mind. In the empty lot where the ladies play blind man's bluff with the keychain, and the all-night girls, the whisper of escapades out on the D-train. We can hear the night watchman clap. flick his flashlight and ask himself if it's him or them that's really insane. And Louise, she's alright, she's just near. She's delicate, she seems like the mirror. And she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. The ghost of electricity, it howls in the bones of her face. Where these visions of Johanna have now taken my place. Himself so seriously, and he brags of his misery, and he likes to live dangerously. And when bringing her name up, he speaks of a farewell kiss to me. Well, he sure got a lot of gall to be so useless and all, muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. How can I explain? It's so hard to get on. And these visions of Johanna have kept me up past the dawn. Inside the museum's infinity goes up on trial. Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. Lisa must have had the highway blues. You could tell by the way she smiles. See the primitive wallflower freeze. Watch the jelly-faced women all sneeze. Oh, and the one with the mustache says, "Geez, I can't find my knees." Oh, the jewels and binoculars hang from the head of the mule. But these visions of Johanna, they make it all seem so cruel. I'm a peddler now, speak to the countess who's pretending to care for him, saying, "Name me someone who's not a parasite, and then maybe I'll go out and say a prayer for him." Like Louise always says, "You can't look at much, can you, man?" And she herself prepares for him. And a Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, and the filler, he now steps to the road. Oh, where the cape of her stage once had flowed, and he writes, "Everything's been returned which was owed." On the back of a fish truck that loads while my conscience explodes. The skeleton keys and the rain, and these visions of Johanna are now all that remain. Painted just like the night, to play tricks when you're trying to be so quiet. There you go, that's a podcast. I'm not sure anybody really knows what it means. I don't know if Bob ever really commented on it. People speculated at one point that it was all about Armageddon because, like, some Hebrew or other language word for Armageddon was Johanna. Who knows? Reminds me of something you would write in an altered state looking at the walls of TGI Fridays. Anyway, have a great week, and we'll be back next week, also live from Ellicott City, until after that we go on the road again for podcasts, as the summer podcasting golf, etc. tour will heat up. Enjoy.